The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara says in Ozer, Daf Nun Vov on the Beis, Kol Shmaitzo, any statement said by a Tanner or an Amira, the Misamra B'Vei Tulsa, that is said, B'Vei Tulsa, that has three steps, that a person is saying over in the name of someone he heard it from, who heard it from someone else, who heard it from someone else. So there are three steps, three different people in the chain of from which he heard it. The Gemara says, Kadmoy Uvasroy Aminun, the first person who said the statement, and the last person from which the person heard the statement, Amrinon, he says over the names of the people who said it, Mitzioyle Amrinon, but everybody in the middle, it's not necessary to mention their name. So therefore, we have a halacha that when someone says over a memra, someone says over a statement, he should say it over in the name of the person from which he heard it. The halacha is, the Gemara over here says, that a person is obligated to say over the name of the actual person from which he heard it, that's the last person, and he's obligated to say the name of the first person who said the statement, the original person who said the statement. So a person only has to say it over in the name of two people. He has to say the first person who said the statement, and the last person who said the statement. Everyone else in the middle, the Gemara proves from a Mishnah, it is not necessary to mention their name. What exactly is the logic behind this? What's the reasoning? Why do we say such a rule? That when someone says over the statement, he only needs to say over the name of the first person who said it and the last person who said it. So in order to explain this, we have to investigate when the Mishnayis and the Gemara discuss the reason why a person should say over something v'shem Omri. Why should he mention the name of the person who said it? We find that there are two reasons given in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah in Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, says, is a famous concept, Kol Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omroi, somebody who says over a statement in the name of the person who said it, B'Shem Omroi, in the name of the original person who said it, maybe Geula La'olam, he brings a Geula, he brings a redemption to the world. What's the Mishnah's proof? The Mishnah says, that Pasuk says in the Megillas Esther, that the Tamer Esther Lamelach B'Shem Mordechai. Mordechai was the one who uncovered the plot of Bigslan the Seresh to poison Achashverosh. Mordechai told Esther, and Esther went and told Achashverosh. When Esther told Achashverosh, she herself discovered this. She said that she heard it from Mordechai. Pasuk says that she said over that Mordechai was the person who discovered this plot. Therefore, the Pasuk says that what the Mishnah says, we learn from this, maybe Geula La'olam, because much later, when Achashverosh realized that he had never paid back Mordechai for doing this generous thing, that he uncovered and he informed the king about this plot of Bigslan the Seresh. So much later on, he sent him and he gave him covet, and that was what caused the eventual downfall of Haman. Haman had to lead Mordechai through the streets. And therefore we see that something that seems as trivial as saying over something in the name of the person who said it can actually cause the geula, the redemption, just like over there by the nace of Pur. So this is one statement where we find that a person is supposed to say over a davar b'shem oimri. We find also a different memory in the Gemara. When the Gemara discusses a few places in Sanhedrin, and in Yevamos, and also in Bechayros, that Kol Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omroi, if someone says over a Dover B'Shem Omroi in the name of the person who said it, Sivsoisov Doi V'Vois Bekever, that causes the person who is not alive anymore, Sivsoisov, even though this person is buried, he's Bekever, he's already not alive anymore, he's dead and he's buried in his grave, still, that will cause the size of his lips, the redivivice, to move. in the kever, when in the actual body of the dead person, who is the person who said over the statements, who is now being repeated by others, that will cause his lips to move. And therefore, that is why a person should always say over the statements in the name of the person who said it. What is so great about the person's lips moving? So Rashi over there says that there's a hana for a mace. Person has a benefit. The dead body has a benefit. This that he looks like he's alive because his lips are actually moving. Whatever the hana is, but the Gemara says that there is the reason why a person should say over the statements is because of sevsoisov doivivois bekever. And when we talk about this halacha, that a person should say over a statement, he should say it over in the name of the person who said it, because of because of this hanah, this benefit that the original person who said the statement will have, it's a little bit difficult. It's already asked by the Chidah in the Sefer Shem Magdolim, what exactly is the point of saying over the statement in the name of the person who said it? So we find this, the Gemara Dash is a pasuk that when you say over a halacha in the name of the original person who said the statement, so however it works is that the original person said the halacha, he's also, his lips are moving and he's also saying over that statement. Why is it important for the person who is repeating the statement now, the live person who's repeating it, to say, well, this halacha came from so and so? It's only true that if I mention the person's name, so then somehow there's some sort of connection to the person's body, wherever it is. Hashem can make the person's lips move even if you don't mention the person's name. This is this person's halacha. Person plainly said this halacha. So every time you repeat this halacha, whether you mention the person's name, whether you don't mention the person's name, should be the same. The person's lips should move wherever they are. Why is my mentioning this person's name going to cause his lips to move? It's a very good question. So the Chidah says, when we have to answer, in order to answer this question, and this answer is also mentioned in the Sefer Ponim Eirois, in the Hakdama, to the first Chedek of the Sefer of Sheol Seshuvah's Ponim Eirois. The Chidah and the Ponim Eirois both answer. Obviously it must be that when you mention the statements, when you say over the statement in the name, even if you don't mention the name of the person who said it, the way it works is the person who generated this halacha, his lips move. That's the way it works. So why is it necessary to say it over in his name? Says the Chidah and the Panim Eirois that when you say over the halacha, you say it over and you don't mention the name of the original person who said it. So if a regular person says over halacha, so his words may or may not be accepted. Person might listen to what you have to say. If he doesn't necessarily like it, if he doesn't agree with you, then okay, he won't agree with you. If he doesn't agree with this halacha, is he going to go and repeat it to somebody else? He doesn't agree with it, so why should he repeat it to somebody else? If he agrees with it, so then he will repeat it. But if he doesn't agree with it, there's no reason why he would go and say over this halacha to somebody else. He'll forget about it. He thinks it's wrong. He thinks it's not true. Says the Gemara, therefore, when you say over a halacha, you should say it over in the name of the person who said it. So even if you say over a halacha, and people think that you're saying your own halacha, something that you yourself made up, so they'll think that you're wrong, so they'll think that you're not such an important person, so that you can't be right, because they can agree, they can disagree with you. But if you say it over in the name of a Tana, if you say it over in the name of an Amir, somebody who's much more chashiv than them, so they'll say, okay, I don't understand this halacha, but plainly this Tana, this Amir said it. So then, they're much more inclined to repeat the memra further. They will repeat it to other people. Therefore, it says the Gemara, you should say it over v'shem Oimrei. You should always say it over v'shem Oimrei. True, right now that you're saying it, either way, it's a Sois Zodai V'Vais Bekever. Either way, the person who you're saying the name, he's going to have Hana. Yet, the Sois Zodai V'Vais Bekever, I want to have it to be repeated further. If I want it to be repeated further, so then the halacha is that you have to say it over in the person's name. You have to say it over in his name, so therefore people will recognize who's the person who is saying it, and therefore they will repeat it further. That's the halacha of Sosayis Adoyves Bekever. Interestingly, as an aside, the Panim Eiris writes that we find it's very, very chum. The Gemara is machmer that when someone says over a memra, he should say it over b'shem memra. You should mention the person who is the original, the person who said the statement, who heard the statement from. And yet we find that when the Kadmonim wrote this svarim, wrote the svarim on halacha on Gemara, they did not write their names. They wrote this svarim, and many people published their svarim or wrote their svarim anonymously. And when their svarim were published, they didn't write their names. So l'chayre it's a kasha. Why don't they write their names? True, when you're going to learn this svarim, it'll be sasayis d'ayves pekever because you're learning this svarim. But we want it to go further. We want it to be repeated to other people. So then they should write their name. You should write their name this way. We'll have this svarah of the panim iris and the chidah that you repeat it to other people. So the panim iris says that when we were talking about repeating a memra, when we're talking about saying over something, so when you're saying it over, the only way to know that it's choshev, the only way a person will realize that it's taka, a memra from somebody who's choshev, someone who's important, is if you say the person who said it. However, when somebody writes a sefer, look at the sefer, from the sefer as a whole, you see that the sefer was written, but clearly written by an adam choshev, was written by somebody who's a talmud chacham. So therefore, even if you don't agree with what's written in the sefer, you say, well, I saw it in this sefer, whatever the name of the sefer is. So therefore people are much more inclined to repeat the memra from the sefer because they understand the chashivas of the sefer, even if we don't actually know the name of the person who wrote the sefer. Akoponim va'ivin. We see over here there's two reasons. There's two reasons why a person should say the name of the person from which he heard the memra. We have a reason of subsides daivis bekever, and we have the reason of maybe gu'ula oilam. Kalaimer daru b'shemaimer maybe gu'ula oilam. So one can suggest that this, that in our Gemara we see that there is a hakpada. There is a halacha that when you mention a halacha, you have to say it over in the name of the original person who said the memra, and you have to say it over in the name of the last person, the person from which you heard it yourself. It could be that these are two separate halachas, because we find there are two different reasons why a person has to say over the memra b'shem memra. Now, when it comes to the halacha of sasayis d'ayvayis bekever, what's the reason why a person should say it over in the name of the person from which he heard it, so that this the person should be sasayis d'ayvayis, so his lips should move? Well, there the pshat is, that person whose lips are moving, he's having a hana. Whatever the hana is, but he's having a hana that you're saying over the memra, that his memra is being said over. If that's the case, we can suggest that the fact that someone did you a taiva, he did you a favor, and he told you this halacha, and he told you this memra, so because of your chil of akaras atoiv, you have to be makar toiv to him and cause him to have a hana. How are you causing him to have a hana? By causing sasay sadayi vayis bekever. Since he gave you a hana and he told you this statement, so you have to give him a hana and you have to say over the statement in his name so that he is going to have a hana. If that's the case, so then the chiyuv to say over a memra b'shem oimra in the name of the person who said it, because the sasayis d'ayves bekever is only true for the person, the actual person from which you heard the memra, which is the last person, the basroi. For the basroi, the reason you have to say over the memra is because of sasayis d'ayves bekever. Because since he did you a favor, you have to do him a favor, and you have to say it over in his name. Oh, so why do you have to mention the first person's name? Why won't we say it's only enough to mention the last person's name? So for that we have the other reason. The other reason why a person has to say over a davar b'shem oimroi is because he's maybe gu'ula l'oilam. Now when you say over a memra, in the case of Mordechai and Esther, it was maybe gu'ula l'oilam. But when you say over a halacha, why is there a maybe gu'ula l'oilam? Where do we see that it's going to cause a gula, something positive to come out? So that we can say the reason why this gu'ula l'oilam is because when someone says over a memra b'shem oimri, someone says a halacha, so people ask kashas. We want trying to understand how this halacha, the Gemara says, we have a halacha over here, and we're trying to understand how it fits with a different halacha that we don't understand. Now, if these two halachas were said by two different people, so then the Gemara says, gavra, gavra, karamas, you're asking a question, you're asking a contradiction between two different people, there's two different tanon, two different amirom. They can disagree with each other. There's no need to reconcile these two halachas. The only time I have a question is if these two memories, these two halachas are said by the same person, then I need to reconcile them. Now, when do we have a contradiction between two halachas? That's when the original person who said the memra, the original person who's the one who generated this halacha, he is the person who said this halacha, and he's the person who this halacha has to fit with all the other halachas that were mentioned by this amayra. If a specific amayra said one halacha, and then we have to know if it has to fit with other halachas that this amayra said. And that din is only true with the first person who said the halacha. As such, that could be, that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, maybe gula l'olam. What's the gula? The gula is that we understand exactly this person, the Mara d'shmaitza, the person who actually said this memra, the first person to say it. How we understand this halacha is we say, this is a memra in the name of Replayim. And this is how we're going to understand how it fits with all the other places, all the other memories that this person says. So therefore, because of Kalaimer Dover B'Shem Oyner Mei B'Gula Oylam, that is what obligates a person to mention the original person who said this halacha. Because you have to understand, in order to fully understand the halacha, we have to know who's the person who said it. Who is the original person who said it? The reason you have to mention the last person who said the memra, that's a personal obligation on you, on the person who's saying over the memra, because you had hanah from the person who told to you, so therefore you have to give him hanah of Sesayis of Doivis B'Kever.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.